啊，在这个礼拜的我们读经进度里面啊，有一篇是诗篇九十篇。
One of the Bible readings for this week is Psalms chapter 90.
啊，我想晚上跟大家一起来学习诗篇的九十篇。
And this is the topic I would like to share with everyone tonight.
啊，请看诗篇九十篇。
Let's turn to Psalms chapter 90.
啊，第一节。
Verse 1.
啊，神人摩西的祈祷。主啊，你世世代代做我们的居所。
A prayer of Moses, the man of God. Lord, you have been our dwelling place in all generations.
有时候我们听一个人的见证，一个小时的见证，觉得非常的感动人，很得到造就。
Sometimes when we listen to another person's testimony, we are deeply moved by it and are edified.
但这个一个小时的见证，可能是他几十年信仰生活的一个结论。
But this one-hour testimony, it could perhaps be the conclusion of decades of faith.
那诗篇九十篇是摩西对人生的一个结论。
But Psalms chapter 90 is Moses' conclusion to his life.
啊，那为什么这篇诗值得我们来思考
？And why is this worthy of our study?
啊，也是第一句话说是神人摩西的祈祷。
The first sentence states a prayer of Moses, the man of God.
啊。这里称摩西叫做神人。
Here it says Moses is a man of God.
这个是旧约时代对一个人灵性非常高的一个称呼。
So in the Old Testament, this is a very high claim for a person to be considered a man of God.
摩西曾经面对面跟神讲话。
Because Moses had once talked to God face to face.
摩西曾经观看神的荣耀。
And he had looked upon God's glory.
那这个人灵性这么高，到底他在祷告什么
？And for someone with such great spirituality as Moses, what does he pray for?
那从这一章的第十二节到十七节
，In this chapter from verse 12 to 17,
摩西有六个心愿，也是六个祷告。
He prays for six things.
那我们仔细比较，就发现摩西的祷告跟我们好像差很多。
But when we study these six things in detail, we may find that they vary greatly from our own prayers.
那这个差别代表什么
？And what does this difference represent?
这个差别就是代表灵性上的差别。
This difference actually represents the difference in our spiritualities.
所以祷告的内容常常是反映一个人的灵性。
So the content of one's prayer often reflects the state of their spirituality.
因为当我们灵性越来越高
，When our spirituality is better,
我们离开神越来越近。
Then we are nearer to God.
我们对事情的看法跟神越来越相同。
So the way that we view things of this world are more in line with God.
那在那个时候，我们祷告的内容啊就会越来越不一样。
And during that time, the content of our prayer will become more and more different.
哦，那摩西的祷告是从什么情况开始的呢
？But what kind of situation did Moses' prayer come from?
啊，是从他对人生的了解开始的。
It is based on his understanding of life.
啊，所以第三节一直到第十一节是摩西对人生的了解。
From verse 3 to 11, it sums up Moses' understanding of life.
那摩西对人生的了解是因为他对神的认识。
And he is able to have this grasp on life is because of his knowledge of God.
就是在第二节。
And this comes from verse 2.
所以这个都有一个很亲密的关系啊。
So these are all intimately related.
如果我们不认识神
，If we do not know God,
我们就很难认识人生。
Then we would have a hard time understanding life.
啊，因为人是神造的。
Because men were created by God.
不认识神的人没有办法对人有真正的认识。
So those who do not truly know God will also do not truly know man.
那人对人生不认识，我们追求的方向就会不一样。
So if we do not have a clear grasp on life, then our pursuits will be different.
那第一节是摩西对人生的结论。
So verse 1 is Moses's conclusion of life.
结论就是用一句话把人生最重要的描写出来。
So he's summing up the greatest importance of life in one sentence.
这里说主啊，你世世代代做我们的居所。
So verse 1 says, Lord, you have been our dwelling place in all generations.
我们现在的人都很喜欢自由。
Nowadays, many people, they value their freedom.
哦，所以有的人上班了几年就想要自己创业做老板。
So those who may have worked for several years, it could be their dream to become an independent company.
有的小孩子到过了青少年就想要搬出去啊，自己独立。
As kids grow older and enter into their later years, they may want to move out of the house and be independent.
我们现在的人大家都很喜欢做自己的主人。
So nowadays, everyone likes to be their own boss.
那这个观念的衍生就是人不容易接受信仰。
But because of this, it also means that man has a difficult time accepting religion.
因为如果接受信仰，那我就失去了自由。
Because if he accepts a religion, then he forfeits his freedom.
因为如果接受一个比我更高的神，那我的一生就要受到他的控制。
Because if I accept a power higher than me, then I have to be under his control.
那摩西他学习埃及一切的学问，说话行事都有能力。
But Moses, who was educated in Egypt,
他的人生阅历相当丰富。
So his achievements and what he has accomplished in life is very abundant.
他住过40年的王宫。
He's lived in the palace for 40 years.
然后他牧羊40年。
But he was also a shepherd for 40 years.
最后他在旷野走40年。
And lastly, he wandered in the wilderness for 40 years.
人生的酸甜苦辣，他全部都经历过了。
Every aspect, the highs and lows of life, he has experienced.
那最后的结论是什么？
So what is his ending conclusion?
人需要神。
That man needs God.
而且我们需要神做我们的主宰，做我们的主人。
Not only that, we need God to be our dwelling place and to be our master.
让他来控制我们。
And to have God be in control of our lives.
让他来管理我们。
And to have him guide us.
让我们来跟着他走。
And that we follow God.
所以第一句话说，主啊，就是称呼这个神，是我的主宰，是我的主人。
So his first word, it says, Lord, he tells us that his Lord is his master.
那你世世代代做我们的居所。
And he says, throughout all generations, the Lord has been his dwelling place.
这个关系不是短暂的。
This relationship is not temporary.
这个关系是世世代代。
This is a relationship that lasts throughout the generations.
这个关系不是疏远的。
And this relationship is not one that is far.
他说你是我们的居所。
For Moses says, you have been our dwelling place.
你看我们一生最亲近的人都跟我们住在一起。
In this life, those that are closest to us are often the ones who live with us.
我们的父母，我们的配偶，我们的孩子。
Our parents, our spouses, and our children.
因为这是我们所爱的。
Because these are the ones we love.
那摩西的结论就是我们一生要以神为居所。
But Moses, he says his conclusion is that God must be the dwelling place of our life.
要住在神里面。
And we must live within God.
也要让神住在我们里面。
And God must abide within us.
那完全接受他做我们的主宰。
And we must completely accept him as our master.
那这样的人生才是最有意义、最有价值的人生。
And this is the life that has the most meaning and value.
那为什么？
But why is that?
首先，第二节他对神做一个介绍。
So in verse 2, he gives us an introduction to God.
说从亘古到永远，你是神。
He said, from everlasting to everlasting, you are God.
从无穷尽的过去到无穷尽的未来，神永远存在。
He said, before you ever formed the earth and the world, there was God.
那比起神的存在，人的存在好像闪光，一闪就过去了。
Human existence compared to the existence of God, we are like a flash of light.
是太短暂了。
It is very fleeting.
太渺小。
And very minute.
那第二节的第一句话说，诸山未曾生出，地与世界你未曾造成。
Moses, he says, before the mountains were brought forth, or ever you had formed the earth and the world.
就是这个天地万物是神所造的。
So everything in this world was created by God.
既然是神所造的。
And since they were created by God,
所以我们可以从神的创造当中来认识神。
So we can come to understand God through His creation.
那从神的创造当中，我们从圣经可以看到神有很三个特色。
And through the Bible, we can see that there's three traits of His creation.
神无所不能。
There is nothing that God cannot do.
没有一件事情他做不来。
There, nothing is impossible to God.
神无所不知。
He is omnipotent, so He knows all.
他知道一切。神无所不在。
And he is everywhere.
每个地方都有神。
And every place has God.
那这一位神就是我们创造的主。
And this God is the God that created us.
那既然神是慈爱的
And because God is compassionate,
很有智慧
And full of wisdom,
很有能力
And full of power,
那这一位神来当我们的主宰，这是一种恩典，这是一种福气。
So this is a grace and a blessing that this God can be our master.
有时候我们能爱我们自己的家人
Sometimes we love our family members very much.
但是我们发现我们的爱没有办法改变什么
But we realize that our love cannot change anything.
因为我们是人
Because we are only human.
我们有限
And we are limited.
但神很爱我们
But God loves us greatly.
神的爱能够改变我们
And God's love can change us.
因为神的爱后面有无穷的能力跟智慧
Because behind his love is a never-ending power and wisdom.
所以一生能够以神为居所，这是恩典。
So for our entire lives, if God can be our dwelling place, this is a great blessing.
所以神超乎众人之上。
So God surpasses all men.
在他的创造当中看到他的智慧、能力、慈爱。
And through his creation, we can see his power, his wisdom, and his love.
那从第三节一直到第十一节。
And from verse 3 to 11,
我们可以看到神贯乎众人之中。
We can see how God views man.
贯乎啊 through all. 就是我们每一天的生活，虽然神看不见，我们每一天的生活都有神在其中。
So even though we cannot see God in our everyday lives, but He is there. He exists.
所以人没有办法脱离神。
So man cannot depart or separate from God.
虽然有人过着他不承认有神。
Even though man he may live a life where he does not admit there is God.
他也不敬拜神。
And he does not worship God.
但是他还是在神的掌控之中。
But he is still within the control of God.
因为神是一个创造者。
Because God is the creator.
所以从第三节一直看到十一节，每一句话都有你。
From verse 3 to verse 11, every sentence has you.
这个你就是神。
This you is God.
所以我们人生的每一个阶段，每一件事情，其实都是在神的掌管中。
So every stage of our life and every event in our life, it's all within the control of God.
第三节。
Verse 3.
你使人归回尘土，说你们世人要归回。
You turn man to destruction and say, return, O children of men.
这个地方说神是我们归回尘土。
Here it says that God turns man to destruction.
这个就代表人的价值是跟尘土一样。
This also reflects the value of men. It's the same as dust.
所以有一天我们每一个人都要回到尘土去。
So everyone will return to this state at one point in their lives.
我们天天所很珍惜、很照顾的身体会回到尘土去。
The bodies that we value and cherish every day will once return to dust.
这告诉我们我们人真正的价值不在这个尘土，不在这个身体。
This also tells us that the true value should not be placed upon a material thing.
因为它会回到尘土。
Because it will return to dust.
所以我们的人生观啊，价值观是跟一般人是非常不一样。
So our value system in life should be very different from the majority.
那第四节。
In verse 4.
在你看来，千年如已过的昨日，又如夜间的一更。
For 1,000 years in your sight are like yesterday when it is past.
人生非常的短暂。
So we can see that life is indeed fleeting.
好像晚上的一更。
And it's like a watch in the night.
所以转眼之间呢，一辈子就快过去了。
In the blink of an eye, it could be that a life is half over.
从神看起来，人生是很短。
So from the viewpoint of God, life is very short.
第五节。
Verse 5.
你叫他们如水冲去。
You carry them away like a flood.
用中文来解释哈。我们如果看那个尼加瓜拉瀑布那个水一冲过去就不再回来。
If we were to explain it, it's like the Niagara Falls. Once the water comes down, then everything's rushed away.
水一流过去就不再回来。
So once the water flows down, it is hard for the water to return.
所以我们的日子一过去就不再回来。
So likewise with our days, once they are past, they do not come back.
所以人没有第二次机会。
So man does not have a second opportunity.
只能够活一次。
And everyone can only live once.
过去的日子不再回来，所以越来越短。
The days that are past are gone forever, so life is shorter and shorter.
那第五节的下半句。
The The second half of verse 5.
他们如睡一觉。
They are like asleep.
哦，睡一觉啊，就跟做梦有关系了。
So the sleep it also has a relationship to dreams.
我们有时候在睡觉做了很美的梦。
Sometimes when we sleep, we have beautiful dreams.
但醒过来，那只不过是梦。
But when we wake, we realize that it was only a dream.
我们人生在年轻的时候有很多的理想。
And when we are young, we have many dreams of our own.
哦，但是我们过了一段时间的回头过来看，那可是梦想。
But as we get older and we look back, we realize that it was just idealistic thinking.
啊，真的达到理想的没有几个人。
Those that have really truly accomplished their dreams are few.
哦，那等我们过了一段时间，我们才发现有很多的事实我们没有办法改变。
And over a course of time, we'll realize there are many things about reality that we cannot change.
哦，梦跟现实总是有差别。
There is a big difference between reality and a dream. 哦，
所以我们好像回如睡一觉。
So here it says they are like asleep.
那早晨他们如生长的草，第六节。
Verse 6.
早晨发芽生长，晚上割下枯干。
In the morning it flourishes and grows up. In the evening it is cut down and withers.
人生好像花草。
So life is like a, like grass.
当它开得最旺盛的时候，是价值最高的时候。
And when it is in full bloom, that is it.Its greatest value.
是大家都很欣赏的时候。
And this is a period of time where everyone would admire it.
但是那也是开始凋谢的时候。
But once it starts to wither.
哦，所以人生有巅峰。
So life has its high points.
哦，当我们在最高点的时候。
When we're at the highest.
我们就开始往下掉。
The only way to go is to go down.
哦，这是没有办法挽回的。
And this is inevitable.
哦，我们像花草。
So we are like the grass.
我们的价值会消失。
And our value will slowly disappear.
这个没有一个人能够避免。
And this is not it's not something anyone can avoid.
哦，我们再看第七节。
In verse 7.
这个第七节到第九节，这是最可怕一件事情，但是我们常常不认识。
From verse 7 to verse 9, it describes the most terrifying thing, but oftentimes we don't realize it.
第八节。
Verse 8.
你将我们的罪孽摆在你的面前。将我们的隐恶摆在你的面光。
You have set our iniquities before you. Our secret sins are in the light of your countenance.
人活在神的这个掌管之中。
We all live within the control of God.
所以人没有办法说我没有罪就没有罪。
So no man can say that I am without sin.
就好像我们活在美国里面。
Just like we live in America.
我没有办法说我没有罪就没有罪。
We can also not say that we don't have to abide by the laws.
美国的法律打开来，你犯的就是罪。
So if we were to break one law, then that's the fact.
那在神的面前，神的法律一打开来，犯的就是罪。
And the same thing with God. Once we go against the commandment, that's the fact. We sinned.
但是有时候我们不晓得我们有罪。
But sometimes we do not know that we have sinned.
但是神将我们的罪摆在他的面前。
But here it says that God has set our iniquities before him.
那下面说我们有隐恶。
And it says that we have secret sins.
这个隐恶就是有时候我们自己犯自己也不知道。
And these are the sins that we do but we are not aware of.
啊，好像以赛亚。
Just like Elijah.
以赛亚。Isaiah.
Oh, just like Isaiah.
哦，他看到撒拉佛异象，他才知道自己有罪。
When he saw the seraphim, that's when he knew that he had sinned.
他没有看到这个异象，他没有感觉。
If he did not see this vision, he had no idea.
所以这个叫做隐恶，连我们自己都不知道的罪。
So this is what is considered a secret sin that we don't know.
那这个隐恶还有一种就是我们暗中犯的。
And another type is the ones that we do in secret.
我们以为没有人知道。
And we thought that no one knew.
那这些在摆在神的面光中。
But these are all in the light of God's countenance.
那这个罪带来什么？
But what does the sin bring about?
就带来神的怒气。
And this brings his wrath.
所以第七节，我们因你的怒气而消灭。
In verse 7 says, we have been consumed by your anger.
因为神是公义的。
Because God is righteous.
第九节。
Verse 9.
我们的日子在你的震怒之下。
For all our days have passed away in your wrath.
这是最可怕的。
This is the most terrifying thing.
所以人如果没有信仰。
So if man does not have religion,
是就是最可怕的一天。
Death is the most terrifying thing to him.
因为他要面对神。
Because after he dies, he must face God.
面对神的愤怒。
He must face God's wrath.
第十节。
Verse 10.
我们一生是七十岁。
The days of our lives are 70 years.
强壮可以到80岁。
And if by reason of strength, they are 80 years.
那这个七八十岁到底我们夸口什么？
And in these 70, 80 years, what can we boast about?
第一个是劳苦。
One is labor.
肉体很辛苦。
And that is the labor of flesh.
第二个是愁烦。
The other one is sorrow.
我们的心很多的忧愁。
And our hearts could be weighed down by many sorrows.
那这样一天一天过了七八十年。
And like this, we live our 70, 80 years.
到最后我们得到什么？
And at the end, what do we have to gain?
转眼成空，我们便如飞而去。
And that as soon as it is cut off and we fly away.
这个就是人生的事实，没有办法改变的事实。
And this is the unchangeable reality of human lives.
在神看起来，这个叫做人生。
And in the eyes of God, this is what life is.
那既然我们对人生有这么清楚的了解，那我们要追求什么？
So if we have such a clear understanding of what life is, then what should we pursue after?
所以接下去从第十二节到十七节，他就提到六点。
So from verse 12 to verse 17, Moses brings up six things.
十二节。
Verse 12.
求你指教我们怎样数算自己的日子，好叫我们得着智慧的心。
So teach us to number our days that we may gain a heart of wisdom.
第一个要求神给我们智慧。
The first is that God, we ask God to give us a heart of wisdom.
为什么智慧这么重要？
But why is wisdom so important?
这个地方说。
And here it records.
求你让我们能够数算自己的日子。
Moses asks, so to teach us to number our days.
距离地上的距离常常用几英里来算。
So on earth, we often measure distances in kilometers.
比方说，你如果搭飞机从这里到纽约，大概2500英里。
So if you were to take the plane from here to New York, it's about 2,000 kilometers or miles.
你今天这里到旧金山大概400英里。
And if you were to fly from here to San Francisco, it's 400 miles.
但是人生的距离是以年来算。
But for man's life, it uses years.
人的旅程就是50年、70年、90年、100年。
So one's path in life, it's 50 years, 70 years.
那这个旅程要把它走到底。
So for us to walk this road to the end.
那个走到底，那个底是哪里？
What is this ending point?
那个底就是天国。
That ending point is heaven.
所以从现在要走到底，需要有智慧。
So from us to walk from here to heaven, we must have wisdom.
没有智慧走不到底。
So without wisdom, we are unable to complete this journey.
没有智慧会走错路。
Without wisdom, we will walk on the wrong path.
达不到我们的居所，就是神住的地方，天国。
And we will be unable to reach our dwelling place, which is where God abides in heaven.
所以这个智慧好像 GPS.
So this wisdom is like a GPS.
非常重要。
It's very important.
先一点把它定了。
We must first set the destination.
我们有智慧，在每一个情况都会调整，调到最后，我的目标就是神的居所。
So regardless of the circumstance, we would have the wisdom to adjust our position to reach the dwelling place.
第一个祈求。
And this is the first thing that Moses asked for.
人需要智慧。
That man needs wisdom.
这个旅程才能够走到底。
So that we can complete this journey to the end.
好，那第二个求什么？
What did he ask for secondly?
我们看十三节。
Verse 13.
神啊，我们要等到几时呢？求你回转，为你的仆人后悔。
Says, Return, O Lord, how long, and have compassion on your servants.
求神回转。
It asks for God to turn back to us.
什么叫做回转？
What does it mean to return?
回转就是表示神背对着我们。
It means that God has his back to us.
那我们现在求他转过来，面对着我们。
And we ask him to turn and to face us.
那这个是代表什么？
But what does this represent?
当一个人跟人的关系很好。
When one's relationship is really good with another person.
我们常常是相见微笑。
Oftentimes we'll greet each other with smiles.
但是当一个人变成敌人。
But once someone becomes your enemy.
人就不再见彼此，就背相对。
Then their backs are turned upon each other.
所以在这里摩西的祷告是什么？
So what is Moses' prayer here?
求神回转。
He's praying that God can return to us.
我们要等到几时呢？
And he asked, how long do we need to wait?
所以他已经等了很久，希望重新跟神建立很亲密的关系。
And this shows that Moses has been waiting a long time to reestablish his relationship with God.
所以民数记里面说，神仰脸来光照我们。
So in Numbers,
仰脸，把脸抬起来来光照我们。
It says that God raises his face to see us.
来赐福给我们。
And to bestow blessings upon us.
因此如果神回转过来。
So when God, if he were to turn his face upon us,
我们就从神得到很丰盛的恩典。
We will receive abundant grace from God.
所以这个第二个祷告就代表人跟神的关系啊，能够啊更亲密。
So the second prayer that Moses has is that the relationship between man and God can become better.
因为这是人的根本。
Because this is the essence of God.
我们不要弄错了，人的根本是跟神的关系。
So what man should focus on is his relationship with God.
有的人一生就是想赚钱。
So some people, all they want to accomplish in life is to earn money.
钱没有这么重要的。
But money actually is not that important.
神才是真的很重要。
And God is what is truly important.
所以摩西求神回转。
So Moses asked for God to return.
十四节。
Verse 14.
求你使我们早早保得你的慈爱，好叫我们一生一世欢呼喜乐。
O satisfy us early with your mercy, that we may rejoice and be glad all our days.
我们大家都很喜欢过着喜乐的生活。
So of course everyone wants to live a joyful life.
喜乐从哪里来？
But where does joy come from?
这个大家常常在思想的问题。
And this is something that many people ponder.
但是我们现在的人方向走错了。
But oftentimes, people today, they are in the wrong direction.
因为人在追求，现在在追求，大部分都是以物质做满足的一个条件。
Because the pursuit of many people nowadays, it's based upon material things.
最近有时候晚上开车从这个住家经过。
So sometimes when I'm driving on the road.
在新年的季节，你发现在倒垃圾那一天那个Cardboard box 这个到处都是。
So in the new year, when I'm passing by on the day they pick up trash, I'll realize there's a lot of cardboard boxes.
因为在年关来很多的促销，人就买了好多的东西。
Because with the new year, there's a lot of sales, so people will buy a lot of things.
那这个买很多的东西带给人很多的快乐。
So these things will bring them happiness.
但是真的人得到满足吗？
But are they truly content?
一下子。这个快乐就过去了。
But this happiness is temporary and it passes.
那真正人的满足从哪里来？
So where can man receive his satisfaction?
让你在每一个环境当中，我们的心都很满足。
That regardless of the environment, we will always have a heart of contentment.
这个不是外在的。
And this is not something that could be found on the outside.
这里摩西说，让我们早早保得你的慈爱。
Here Moses writes, "Satisfy us early with your mercy."
所以有的家庭虽然物质生活水准很高
，So we can see that some families, even though they live a comfortable lifestyle,
但是里面缺乏一个幸福的因素
，But they are somehow lacking a joyfulness to their family.
缺乏爱
，Because they lack love.
生活水准很高
，So they live a very affluent life.
但是生活素质不高
，But the spirituality of their lives is not very high.
生活水准用钱可以买得到。
So we can buy ourselves a comfortable lifestyle.
但是生活素质不是钱买得到。
But to have a spiritual life is not something that we can buy.
生活素质 ，quality of life.
A quality of life that we cannot buy.
这个指的人的内心的一种喜乐，一种平安，家人一种的和睦。
So the joy that comes from a harmonious family.
这个不是钱买得到。
This is not something that money can buy.
当神进到我们的内心。
But when God has entered our hearts,
神满足了我们
and God has satisfied us,
神的爱充满我们
and His love has fulfilled us.
我们用神的爱来爱我们的父母，爱我们的子女
So we will use God's love to love our parents and our children.
为他们来牺牲
and to sacrifice for them.
来尊重他们
and we would respect them.
来带领他们
and that we would lead them.
来体谅他们
and that we could empathize.
来接纳他们
we could accept them.
那这个充满爱的家庭，它是一个喜乐的家庭。
So a family that is filled with love is also a joyful family.
所以幸福的家庭应该是指的生活素质很高的家庭。
So a joyful family is a family that has a good quality of life.
需要请主耶稣进来。
But they must ask for Lord Jesus Christ to enter
family. 让他的爱充满在我们里面。
And that His love fill every one of them.
同一个家庭屋顶里面。
So under the same roof.
生活水准很高。
They have a comfortable life.
但是大家互相在指责对方的不是。
But if they're all pointing the finger to the other person, blaming them.
这个家庭生活是没有温暖的。
This is a family that does not have a very warm feeling.
这个是没有吸引力的。
And this does not attract others.
那神就是要改变我们的家庭。
But God wants to change our families.
让我们的家庭很温暖，很有吸引力。
that our fans can be very comforting and to be attracting to others.
如果我们每个人都被神的爱充满，
so if we were all filled by the love of God,
这个家庭生活何等的幸福，
then all our families would have a joyful life,
充满着喜乐，
and be filled with joy.
这个就是摩西的祷告，
and this is Moses' prayer.
我们再看下面一个，
let's see the next one.
十五节。
Verse 15.
求你照着你使我们受苦的日子和我们遭难的年岁叫我们喜乐。
Make us glad according to the days in which you have afflicted us, the years in which we have seen evil.
怎么面对人生的现实？
So how can we face the realities of life?
摩西很知道。
Moses, he understands.
他没有求神不要让他受苦。
He didn't ask God to not let him suffer.
120年的岁数，他受苦80年。
In 120 years, he suffered for 80 years.
有的苦是从罪来的，这可以避免。
Some of the suffering came from sin, which can be avoided.
但是有的苦是从义来的。
But some of the suffering came from righteousness.
这个常常是自己的选择。
And oftentimes, this is our own choice.
为什么摩西要选择离开王宫？
So why did Moses choose to leave the palace?
因为他想要过一个有意义的生活。
Because he wanted to live a meaningful life.
为什么摩西要走艰难的旷野路？
So why did he want to walk the road in the wilderness?
因为他对当时的世代有使命感。
Because he had a sense of responsibility to the people at the time.
他想要把今生过得最有价值。
He wanted them to live a valuable life.
那个价值是神判定的。
And this value is determined by God.
所以他辛苦了八十年。
So that is why he toiled for 80 years.
所以我们不要一直把人生用两分法，不要受苦，这个就是幸福。
So we should not determine life as a life without suffering is good.
受苦这个就是不幸。
To suffer is to be unlucky.
从圣经看起来不是这样分的。
But actually from the Bible, it is not separated this way.
如果受苦有意义。
If our suffering has meaning,
这个受苦就是有价值。
Then the suffering is of value.
常常这个受苦是我们自己去选择的。
And oftentimes this is a suffering that we have chosen.
因此这个十五节摩西祷告什么？
So in verse 15, what does Moses pray for?
照你使我们受苦的日子，有时候用天算的年岁，有时候用年算的，求你让我们喜乐。
He asked that make us glad according to the days in which God has afflicted them.
所以如果内心能够喜乐，像保罗下在监牢里面，他也可以感谢。
So if our hearts can be joyful, just like Paul was able to be joyful in prison.
喜乐从哪里来？
Where does this joy come from?
喜乐从神来的。
This joy comes from God.
所以有神同在。
So with the guidance of God.
受苦就不再是这么可怕。
We would not be so afraid of affliction.
因此一个人要过一个有价值的人生。
So if someone wants to live a life of value,
我们常常需要选择受苦。
Oftentimes we would need to choose to suffer.
这样的价值，这样的人生跟摩西一样。
And this is a lifestyle similar to Moses.
在遍帽山上发光像太阳。
And the Mount of Transfiguration that it could shine like the sun.
所以摩西的祷告，他没有求神让他不要受苦。
So Moses' prayer, he didn't ask for God to not let him suffer.
祈求神让他有喜乐来面对苦难。
Instead, he asked God to make him glad to face his suffering.
所以他对人生是相当的了解。
So we can see that he had a deep understanding of life.
16节。
Verse 16.
愿你的作为向你的仆人显现，愿你的荣耀向他们的子孙显明。
Let your work appear to your servants and your glory to their children.
我们可以发现16节分作两部分。
So we can see verse 16 can be separated into two parts.
第一个是你的仆人。
One it says your servants.
就是我们现在这一代。
And it's this generation.
第二个是他们的子孙。
But the second is their children.
就是我们的下一代，再下一代。
And that is the generation following the next.
那摩西祷告什么？
So what did Moses pray for?
你的作为向我们这一代的人显现。
It says to let God's work appear to this generation.
神的作为的显现就是我们的体验。
So for God's work to appear, that is our experience.
所以求神让我们这一代对神有很清楚的体验。
So Moses is asking for this generation to have experienced God.
所以有一个信徒他高中的时候得圣灵。
So there's a member, he received the Holy Spirit during high school.
他知道圣灵充满那个滋味。
And he knew that the Holy Spirit is also full of wisdom.
然后他上大学的时候就开始人教他什么进化论了，没有神，一切都是进化的。
But when he entered college, people started talking to him about atheism.
在那个时候，他就想他得圣灵的经验。
And at that time, he thought back to when he received the Holy Spirit.
什么理论都不能够否定我对神的相信。
There was no theory in this world that could allow him to deny the existence of God.
因为我在高中的时候读得圣灵。
Because during high school, I received the Holy Spirit.
那一种喜乐，那一种恩典。我从来没有体验过。
That joy and that grace I have never experienced before in my life.
所以让我们的信仰非常的稳定，就是我们对神的体验。
So we have a very stable life because we have this experience. 但
是这样不够。
But this is not enough.
我们要把我们的神传给我们的下一代。
We must also pass along this God to the next generation.
因为神是我们一生最宝贵的产业。
Because God is the most valuable inheritance of our life.
如果我们做一个比喻，
if we were to make a parable,
你一生拼命赚几栋房子，
if this life we try to earn money to buy multiple houses,
然后留给后代，
to leave to our next generation.
但是因为这样我们没有时间照顾后代的信仰，
but because of this, we do not have the time to look after our next generation's faith.
那在另外一个方式，
but on another level,
我们所赚的只是够用。
Instead, what we earned was just enough for us.
但是我们能够花很多的时间来栽培我们下一代的信仰。
But instead, we were able to invest much time in uprooting our next generation's faith.
到底这两种的方式哪一个才有真正的价值？
Which method of these two has the most value?
到最后的结论是，谁能够把信仰传给下一代，就是把最宝贵的财产传给他。
The conclusion is whoever is able to pass along the inheritance of God, which is the most valuable in this life, that is the successful one.
因此十六节我们要求神祷向神祷告。
Therefore, just like verse 16, we must pray to God.
愿神的荣耀向他的子孙显明。
That God's glory could be shown to their children.
所以我们看到现在的年轻一代相当的有才能。
So we see that our younger generation, they're very capable.
大家都有理想。
And everyone has their own dreams.
希望在这个世界上能够非常突出。
And that they could stand out within this world.
这是一种荣耀。
And this is a type of glory to man.
这是大家所向往的。
And this is what man pursues after.
但是有一天，如果我们看到神的荣耀，
But if one day we saw the glory of God,
我们就发现，在世界上的成就，那种突出的荣耀，其实已经跟粪土一样。
We will see that the prominence of man or the accomplishments of man instead were like dust.
最大的荣耀是什么？
What is the greatest glory?
就是神本身。
That is God himself.
所以求神的荣耀向我们的下一代显明。
So Moses asked that the glory could appear to their children.
当他看到神的荣耀，
Because when he saw the glory of God,
他会永远一生以神做他的目标来努力。
That he would always set God as his focal point in life.
所以我们要为下一代祷告。
So we must pray for the next generation.
不只是说让他身体健康、书读得好、找到好工作，只是为这些地面上的事情而已。
And not only pray for worldly matters such as a healthy life or a good job.
求神让我们的下一代眼睛能够开。
We must also pray that their eyes may be opened.
能够看到神的荣耀。
That they can see the glory of God.
能够立志为神做一些事情。
And that they are determined to do things for God.
能够以神做中心，做人生追求的目标。
And that God can be the center of their lives.
这个是我们父母应该要做的一个非常重要的一个祷告。
And this is an important prayer that every parent should have.
最后一个摩西的祷告。
And what is the last thing that Moses prayed for?
十七节。
Verse 17.
愿神的荣美归到我们身上。
Let the beauty of the Lord our God be upon us.
英文有两个翻译。
There's two interpretations in English.
第一个说愿神的美归到我们身上。
One says the beauty of God be upon us.
人的价值怎么来论定？
So how does man determine value?
这个是很基本的问题。
This is a very elementary question.
但是我们发现世界上人的价值都是用外面包进来的。
But we can see that man's value is all determined by outward factors.
但这个会过去。
But these all pass.
在神看起来，人的价值怎么论定？
But in the eyes of God, how is man's value determined?
神所造的第一个人就是最有价值的人。
The first person created by God is the one with most value.
因为神看一切都是好的。
Because God said all was good.
他是有尊贵的一个人。
And, And he was a person of value.
因为他有神的形象，有神的美。
Because he was made in the image of God.
所以今天我们要在神面前成为一个有价值的人，要怎么做？
So if we want to become a person of value before God, how can we do that?
要求神的美能够回到我们身上。
We must pray that the beauty of God may return to us.
就是我们这个人要改变，更新。
What it means is that we must change ourselves.
有神的形象。
To have the image of God.
这是摩西的追求。
And this is the pursuit of Moses.
那第二个解释。
And the second interpretation.
愿神的恩典归到我们身上。
Is that may the grace of God return to us.
啊，我们所做的工愿你坚立。
And establish the work of our hands for us.
我们如果有神的恩典。
If we have the grace of God.
我们发现在世界上生活很轻松。
We will feel that life is not that difficult.
虽然很多问题。
Although there may be many problems.
但是我们没有重担。
But there's no burden.
因为有神的恩典。
Because we have the grace of God.
如果我们没有神的恩典。
But without the grace of God.
靠自己的聪明。
And all we do is rely upon our.
世界上真的是很多的压力。
If we rely upon ourselves, then we'll realize there are many pressures in this world.
所以摩西从12节到17节，他有六个心愿。
So from verse 12 to verse 17, Moses has six desires.
因为他对人生有很清楚的认识。
Because he has a clear grasp of life.
最后的结论。
And what is his end conclusion?
主啊，你世世代代做我们的居所。
And says that, Lord, you have been our dwelling place in all generations.
这是摩西对人生的结论。
And this is his conclusion of life.
唱诗。
Let us sing him.
473。